international support was contingent on the credibility and competence of a civilian government. With that no longer in place, that external engagement is going to dry up. Already, we've seen the U.S. suspend $700 million in assistance, and I'm anticipating we're going to see more severe sanctions here moving forward. You know, as part of the engagement, there had been a donors conference where over $2 billion of assistance had been committed for Sudan. There had been a Paris Club agreement of some $25 billion of debt relief. There was renewed interest in investing in Sudan. You know, all of those things are now off the table. So I think we're going to see a worsening of the economic situation in Sudan as a result of these actions.
A failed coup attempt in September fractured the country along old lines, pitting more conservative Islamists who want a military government against those who toppled al-Bashir. In recent days, both camps have taken to the street in demonstrations. Divisions within Sudan have been also encouraged by external actors who would like to see the military retain power in Sudan. How do you explain that?
I think we have to be careful about drawing a false equivalence between the different factions and interests in Sudan. It's true, there are differences, but the so-called pro-military faction is far smaller than the hundreds of thousands of protesters who came out in the streets in support of the civilian-led government. Moreover, there's considerable evidence to show that those pro-military supporters were in fact sponsored by the military. And so the level of representation they have is far different. Now, it's true, external actors have been trying to ply their influence in Sudan and are trying to play up the different factions so they can gain more of a foothold. Many of these from the Gulf countries would like to see the military stay in power. But this is primarily out of self-interest that they don't want to allow a democracy to take root in the region and therefore create more scrutiny over their own autocratic practices. So I think it's for these reasons we're seeing a playing up of some of the religious and regional differences in Sudan. But I don't believe that it is a fractured situation. I think overwhelmingly, most Sudanese want to see the transition proceed. They want a civilian government. They have seen how a military government operates. They've had decades of that experience. And that is one of the reasons Sudan is as impoverished as it is today.
As the situation in Sudan remains very fluid, what are the possible scenarios that could emerge from the latest developments?
Of course, it's always hard to say how the future is going to unfold, but you know, I would put forward three different scenarios. One is that Burhan and the military will try to hunker down, that they have calculated that they can ride this out, that they can withstand whatever protest and domestic pressure they face, and they can, you know, sustain their control during any international criticism and condemnation they may get. And I think they probably are assuming or hoping that international isolation will be short-lived. And just as coups in Egypt or Chad or Guinea or Mali were ultimately recognized and accepted, I think they may be hoping the same will happen in Sudan. I think the second scenario would be that as Sudan is isolated and they do face pressure, both domestically and internationally, that the military is going to realize it can't resolve these challenges. It can't provide the economic needs and energy that the country requires to move forward. And it is facing only a ratcheting up of the pressure. And with that, I can imagine that they would look for some sort of compromise and a restoration of the civilian-led transition. I think a third scenario, and perhaps most foreboding, is that as the pressure builds in Sudan and as the factionalism within the security sector, which has many competing interests, as that unfolds, we could see some friction leading to conflict between the different interests, the security interest, and it's potentially even more volatile if some of the external actors end up backing one faction over another. In this case, we could see open conflict in Khartoum and other parts of Sudan, which could descend into a very messy situation quickly, not dissimilar to South Sudan or Yemen for that matter.